is a minute of the all-new Sports Cage. Podcasts are posted at sportscage.com. 620 CKRM.
Stunned everybody. That's right.
They did.
Bob Cole, welcome back, Saskatchewan. It is a Sports Cage. Shank and Sharky here on this Thursday, live from the Kinexus Arts Center. And we are talking about the passing of the legend, Robert Cecil Cole, also known as Bob Cole, passed away last night, the age of 90. Colson's playing the clips there. They're just iconic, right? Like, his call is iconic.
You got a memory from somewhere on every game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And let's go.
Ty Domi in the penalty box.
Yeah. Watch the lawsuit, Ty. Watch
yeah.
The lawsuit.
Oh, classic. Let's go out on the Western Pizza Hotline. It's always a great night for Western Pizza. Get a wheel on this Thursday. Watch the two NHL games as they come down. Western Pizza delivery or pickup. A lot of pickup specials at all their local, franchisees. We're going out, speaking of legends in the broadcast industry, nice enough to join us for a few minutes here, Peter Marr, from legendary Calgary Flames broadcaster. Peter, thanks so much for hopping on. And you know, first off, you know, you hear the news of the passing of your friend Bob Cole, what goes through your mind?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was shocking to hear the news earlier today that he passed away, although I had heard that he had having some health issues there, but kind of hoped that he would pull through and all of that. But getting the word that he had moved on, passed away, was certainly is something that I wasn't hoping to hear today anyway, or any time for that matter. But he brought back right away very, very many great memories for me. I go back to when I was a teenager living in New Brunswick. I would listen to Bob Cole doing the play-by-play on Sunday nights on CBC Radio. On Saturday nights, I'd listen to Danny Gallivan doing the television games on CBC, Montreal games. And then on Sunday, it would be Bob Cole doing the game. So I kind of grew up listening to him on those Sunday nights. And later on, when I got my broadcast career going to the NHL level, I got to meet Bob and had a number of moments with him, a lot of times with him. Actually, when you look back on it, I broadcast a lot of the same games he was broadcasting. He was doing the games on TV, and I was doing the games on radio when the Flames were playing, and a lot of those games were Saturday night games. And then, of course, in the playoffs, he was the guy who was doing the television broadcasts of all three Stanley Cup final series that the Flames were involved in 1986, and then again in 1989, the Stanley Cup year, and then also in 2004 when the Flames went to the Stanley Cup final. So I spent a lot of good times with Bob over the years, and certainly he helped me a lot in my broadcast career with some interesting little tidbits along the way.
You called every Flames game for 33 years. That's amazing. What did Bob Cole mean to hockey broadcasting in your mind?
Well, you know, the fact that I was listening to him at such a young age when I was a teenager, as I mentioned there earlier, I picked up a lot of the things that, listening to Bob, I picked up a lot of things that I would then incorporate into when I later became a broadcaster in New Brunswick, broadcasting senior hockey and junior hockey there. That was a good base for me to, you know, be listening to him and then getting to do some games a few years after that and then still listening to him. So that was very helpful. You know, and mostly when I listened to him on the radio back in those days, it's a different way to call a game on the radio as opposed to television. In television, the fans can see the game, so they know where the puck is. You just mostly have to identify the players and go on from there, whereby in radio, you have to be a lot more descriptive. And that's what I learned a lot from Bob, is that you have to talk about where the puck is. Is it at the red line, the blue line, or behind the net, or in the corner, and things of that nature. He also, you know, interestingly, in one of my early years, he taught me a very good lesson, is that, it was always important to make sure you had the right names of the players that were playing in the game. And what I used to do at that time was I'd go to the other team's broadcaster or the other team's media relations guy and ask him how to pronounce the name so and so or whatever. But Bob pointed out to me, he said it's better to go directly to the player himself and ask him how to pronounce his name. So that was something that stuck with me forever after getting that advice from Bob way back in the early stages of my career that actually began when I was broadcasting the Toronto Maple Leafs in 1978, and then carried on there and was broadcasting, of course, starting with the Flame broadcast back in the 1980 season. So there's a lot of things that Bob helped me with my career, either by me listening to him or some of the things he would pass along to me when we had occasion to talk, either before a game or after a game or whatever. A lot of times, most of the time, my talk with him would be in the morning at the morning skate when the players would go out on the ice for their workouts, and we get a chance to talk then in the stands or in the hallway or whatever. So yeah, certainly going to miss Bob. Missed him after he retired as a play-by-play broadcaster, but certainly have a great memory of him and the many great calls he had in his career.
Peter, you know, we've asked everybody today that's listening to the show to remember their favorite Bob Cole call, whether it's Mario Lemieux's "Oh Baby," or which is one of mine, or any others. Is there a particular story or a Bob Cole call that sticks in your mind that you think was pretty iconic?
Well, the one that stands out for me more than any was, I don't know how iconic it was, but when he was broadcasting the Summit Series or whatever it was that they had. It wasn't the Summit Series, but it was another series when the Russian teams came over and played some of the NHL games, and he was broadcasting those games on TV. And it was one of the games in Philadelphia when Bobby Clark and some of the rough and tough Flyers were making it a very physical game for the Russian team that they were playing against. It got to a point where the Russians, they skated off the ice in the middle of a period or during a period, and I still remember Bob saying, "They're going home. They're going home." And
yeah, I remember it well. Yeah,
said about three or four times, and eventually the Russians came back and they finished the game. But that call is the one that really stands out for me. Now, if I'd have been listening to him the night the Flames won the Stanley Cup, then I might have, that might stand out as more. But I was broadcasting the same game he was at that particular time, and I think he mentioned Lanny McDonald because Lanny had been in the league for 18 years and finally won a Stanley Cup, and I think he said Lanny finally has the cup or something like that. At the end of that game in Montreal in 1989 when the Flames beat the Canadiens in game number 6. So, but, they're going home. That'll always stand in my mind as a statement from Bob Cole. But he had some great. You know what's interesting with Bob is that, you know, he lived in St. John's, Newfoundland his entire life. Like, he would go to Toronto in his early years there, and he'd broadcast a game on Wednesday night or a Thursday night, and then he'd stay and broadcast a game on Saturday night and then go back to Newfoundland. So that was really interesting about Bob, that he never, you know, set up roots in an NHL city. He was very much loved Newfoundland. They loved him, and he that's where he wanted to have his life forever. And he just go to town for the games that he would broadcast. He was also, I don't know if you guys are aware, but he was also a very good curler. In fact, curler for the Newfoundland rink that would win the provincial championships there and go on to compete for the Brier or the Canadian championships, as later get to be called. So, yeah, I never saw him curl, only on television, but apparently he was very, very good at that as well. So he's mixing up curling and hockey during the same season. So I don't know how he did it, but he did it very effectively in both ends.
The great Peter Maher, Calgary Flames broadcaster, joining us on the Western Pizza Hotline right now. Last question for me, Peter. When all your run-ins with Bob, do you have any idea of his favorite players? Maybe guys that he liked that you kind of
got? You know, that is a very good question, and I can't answer it because I don't know. Now, that would have been a question I should have asked him at one time. But then again, he might have had the same answer I have. I like them all.
I'm sure there was a few few that you know he would have rather not have maybe not have maybe the Russians, right? That going back to that
maybe
game.
Maybe
I'm a 77 birthday, but I remember like that fondly, that call. Peter, I know you had a busy day today, and thanks so much for taking a few minutes and sharing your memories of the great Bob Cole.
Well, my pleasure joining you guys, and have yourself a great evening. And next time, hopefully, it's not over someone's death.
Yeah,
I like it
for sure.
We'll call you
back. Thanks. That's the great Peter Maher, Calgary Flames broadcaster. Like how? So here's a little tidbit on
Hall of Fame broadcaster.
On Peter. He was the voice on the radio side for Sidney Crosby's iconic golden goal.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know.
2010 Winter Olympics, and then like the stat, he called every Flame game for 33 years on the radio in Calgary. Like that's
a long time.
That's Bob Ridley-ish.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Calling
man.
A lot of hockey.
That's a lot of travel.
We are talking about the passing of the great Bob Cole on today's Sports Cage, but a lot more. Coming up, it's going to be a football heavy show in a bit here as we are live from the Kinexus Arts Center as we get ready for the U of R Rams dinner tonight. We have hopefully Corey Mace, head coach of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and OC Mark Mueller stopping by later, as well as head coach of the U of R Rams, Mark McConkey. You are listening to the brand new Sports Cage, the home of sports in Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.